Blackstone Audio presents Red Planet by Robert A. Heinlein. This book is read by Zach Via. For Tish. 1. Willis. The thin air of Mars was chill, but not really cold. It was not yet winter in southern latitudes, and the daytime temperature was usually above freezing. The queer creature standing outside the door of a dome-shaped building was generally man-like in appearance, but no human being ever had a head like that. A thing like a coxcomb jutted out above the skull, the eye lenses were wide and staring, and the front of the face stuck out in a snout. The unearthly appearance was increased by a pattern of black and yellow tiger stripes covering the entire head. The creature was armed, with a pistol-type hand weapon slung at its belt, and was carrying, crooked in its right arm, a ball, larger than a basketball, smaller than a medicine ball. It moved the ball to its left arm, opened the outer door of the building, and stepped inside. Inside was a very small anteroom and an inner door. As soon as the outer door was closed, the air pressure in the anteroom began to rise, accompanied by a soft sighing sound. A loudspeaker over the inner door shouted in a booming bass, "Well, who is it? Speak up, speak up!" The visitor placed the ball carefully on the floor, then with both hands grasped its ugly face and pushed and lifted it to the top of its head. Underneath was disclosed the face of an Earth-human boy. "It's Jim Marlowe, Doc," he answered.
"Well, come in, come in! Don't stand out there chewing your nails."